Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for 30 minutes of honest advice, tips and resources. I'm Trudy J and I am here with Shah Barrett.
Hello.
And Cheryl Phipps.
Hi there.
The lovely Wendy is away on a biking tour, going craziness down in the South Island. But we are here. We don't deserve you.
We showed up. She didn't, but we did.
She's riding through Lord of the Rings country. And if you want to check out the pictures, go to her Facebook page, Wendy Valor Author, and check out the photos because they're looking pretty good, I have to say.
Is it really, because she's top of the South Island, isn't she? Is that really where they filmed?
She's on the West Coast. So
that was
Lord of the Rings and there was something else.
They did it in different parts of the country.
I didn't realize which part she was. I was imagining Nelson for some reason. I don't know why I had that in my head.
Down a bit further.
Awesome. Okay, well, today we thought, well, seeing it's January, we better do some January-ness, i.e. talk about goal setting and planning for the year. We've put a big cross through resolutions. No resolutions.
Resolutions is a dirty word.
Yeah, resolutions, smesolutions. Yeah, but we're going to do a few little, goal setting. But it's going to be a slightly different goal setting. Our delightful Shah has been scouring the internet to find some stuff for us. And what she's come across is, I think this is something you read regularly, isn't it, Shah? From the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley. And they have a regular blog, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
They
do awesome stuff.
Awesome stuff.
Okay, cool. I might have to start this.
There you go. You heard it here.
Go check it out. The Greater Good Science Center. And what we've done is have taken these some questions that they're kind of like the questions that they were saying to ask for the new year. And we've called them our golden guidelines for 2021, which we love.
Trademark
Spa Girls. Not really, no. And we're just gonna ask, like we'll go through and answer them for us, and then we want you to write down yours. We'll think about yours or answer them for yourselves. Yeah. And just they're just slightly, I want to say softer or slightly a change up on kind of the normal hard goal setting stuff, I guess.
Yeah,
you'd say.
I think that, so their angle was basically, particularly in times of a pandemic, it's basically how to approach goal setting, particularly for 2021. And I think it's really nicely transferable to writing life and author life because, it is weird times. And so I think these, I'd say a little bit maybe more introspective rather than like a bit more inward rather than outward goal questions. Yeah. So we call them guidelines because we're all about guidelines here and not rules.
I still think they're usable though,
I think they're really important, and we talk about this a lot, but it's the old know your why, and these are kind of really leading questions into why you want to do something or not,
and they won't hurt a bit.
No, and it's not they it's might not, well no yeah. I think no they shouldn't do, although if Wendy was here she'd be like, I don't know about this.
She'd be like freaking out about.
But she's not, so we can.
So I'll start with asking golden question one, and then maybe Shah can ask two, Cheryl three, and go on like that. Okay, so golden question one: what do you want to take with you when all this is over? Reflect on what has or is working for you. So I'm taking that as almost like, what have you learned from being in lockdown and pandemic and what this year has been and how you've kind of reacted to stuff or the good that's come out of it. Is that
absolutely. When life returns to its new normal, I think is what you kind of want to take with it.
Like what you've kind of learned about what's cool. So can I start?
I'll go first.
So my one is kind of not worrying about stuff that doesn't matter, if you know what I mean. Like, I think that's the big thing that this has kind of taught me, is that like I was stressing out about all sorts of lots of little things, and with the pandemic stuff happening, I had to narrow my focus right down. I mean, that was part of what I was trying to do anyway, but it really worked for me. And then I didn't, and like, you know, suddenly deadlines didn't become the be all and end all. And I was writing more, but I it was just getting into that flow a lot easier. Mm. And it sounds really bad. I know there's people who are stressed out about writing, but for some reason it's just, I was at home. I didn't have to worry about going out. I didn't have to worry about social situations. I didn't have to worry about, you know, going and visiting my mother or my mother, you know, like I just, mm-hmm. I just had to, I almost went in on myself a little bit more and was almost able to put myself first a little bit more. Like I think I have lots of outside things that I feel like I should be doing normally, and that just enabled me to just kind of go, actually this is nice. Mm. I like, you know, I mean, yeah,
there's no shame in that, is there? If you don't have all those external pressures on you, then it becomes easier to put yourself above everything else because there's less to do that with, isn't there?
You haven't got the outside stuff. And so that was interesting to me, and it kind of felt, and I kind of feel a bit weird about saying this because I know there's a lot of people who have been locked down for longer and you know, it's quite stressful, but there was a certain amount of calm that I got from 2020, and it was, I think, linked in with this whole, the pressures were no longer there, and a lot of those pressures are self pressures, like self things that I impose on myself and things that I tell myself I have to do. Mm-hmm. And because you can't do it, you kind of go, oh, well, that's fine. And life goes on. Mm. And you see life going on and you go, actually, so maybe that isn't that important after all. And so that's kind of what I learned in 2021.
Mm.
That makes sense. I mean, and also spending more time with my family and stuff, like just hanging out and doing things. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be going places. It's just doing drawings with my daughter or something. And that's cool too. So. That's me. That was my.
What about you, Cher?
Well, I think that everything you said there is valid, Trudy, because it's your truth. You know, it's how you dealt with it, how it manifested for you. For me, it was different because I didn't have my family. I had my husband, which was absolutely fantastic, but he was working long hours, as I've said many times before. So I was particularly on my own a lot in that first lockdown. But as time progressed and we had a little window, we caught up with the kids and all that sort of thing, and then we went back into a second lockdown, I think the anxiety kind of lessened a bit, and I was able to focus more on being an author and get back to that. I'd worked really hard in that first lockdown, and it kind of became less important after the second one, if you know what I mean. It was like leading up to Christmas, I suddenly thought, I don't actually care if I don't post every day on social media. I actually just don't care. And then I thought that if I have something to say, that's when I should post. Not always just about selling a book or whatever, but, you know, like something funny or something appeals to me or something I want to share, then that's, you know, like instead of spending hours scouring lots and lots of memes and things like that, I just use what I've got, or like I say, something pops up on Facebook that I think is particularly, you know, important or sassy or whatever. But yeah, that was quite freeing, actually. I want to keep that. I want to keep that for this year. I want to keep the ability to, like you, understand that not everything is important. And actually narrowing it down to what is really important. And then I guess it's a tier, isn't it? Of importance. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
So I think we get, and that's kind of part of overwhelm too, don't you think? Like we get so much input and so many, this is what you have to do and stuff. And some of what 2020 has done for me, and it sounds like for you, Cher, is just to kind of go pare it back a little bit and just say, if you can only do certain things, what are the things that are most important? Mm. Like learning to prioritize, maybe. And sort of use that to take away the stress. Your poor puppy, Cher.
Can you hear her? Oh my god, I feel like the meanest person in the world right now.
So Cher's little puppy is crying out in the background. She's been banned from the office, but
she wouldn't sit quietly.
I tried.
It's all fine. It's all good. I've got like 100 children at my house that are probably going to start screaming in the background. So, you know, this is one of those.
Quiet, episodes. Actually. I'm impressed.
I know. I don't know where they've taken them. They must have taken them out in the back paddock or something and said, sit here and be quiet. Shah, what about you? What's your answer?
My answer is actually contained in the question. It was really about focusing on what's working. And I think that, so the actual guideline for this is, you know, there's a lot of 2020 that didn't work. So let's think about what did work. And I actually think that's a really, really good way to, because so often, well, particularly for myself, speaking very much for myself, you know, whether it's the self-help books or the courses or whatever, you're focusing on what's not working or what you perceive in yourself isn't working. Whereas actually focusing on what is working, I think is just a really nice little kind of shift. And I tried really hard last year to do that, and that really worked because that improved my productivity and everything, and my anxiety and all of that kind of stuff was working out what was working. And you know, and it made me aware too how often I will escape overwhelmed by going out shopping or whatever, you know, not necessarily buying stuff, but literally going out of the house.
As Brooke would say, that's buffering.
Yeah.
Like finding something else to do to cover
up. And when you're not allowed to go out of the house, because our lockdown was one of the strictest in the world in that first month, only for essential services and only, you know, one individual. It really was like a massive reset on that kind of behavior. So that was really good. What was working for me, I think, just reflecting on being aware of what was working, focusing on what worked for me. And so, okay, what worked for me that day? What kept me calm that day and kept me not lonely that day, you know, whether it was playing on online games with friends and that kind of thing. So,
there's a lot of this is what I've been working on in 2020 is the judginess, right? I'm very judgy on myself, and it's kind of what you're talking about, is like removing the judginess of I should have done this, what mistakes did I make, what are the bad things, and kind of moving that around and saying, actually, what did I do well, what have I succeeded in today?
Yeah, absolutely. And it translates to authorship in that, you know, often we're trying to, you know, amp up our word count or amp up our whatever, and a lot of the advice that has come through from people that we've talked to is focus on what's actually working in your career. So focus on what you do well and do more of that. If you've got several series, what one's selling best, so focus on that for ads, you know, like kind of put the winner back the winner a bit more, because sometimes trying to, you know, flog a dead horse is just a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a slight deviation, but it's kind of the same thing. Focus on what's working. All right, shall I do number two?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the second golden guideline, as we call it, is ask yourself, what are some aspirational goals that you could set yourself? So they're talking about where would you like to step up, but it's to identify goals, not to kind of flog yourself more or to add more pressure, but how you can feel better and actually have more energy at the end of the day, which I think is super important, because so many of our goals, or so many much of my goal setting, is about what more can I give out, whereas this is saying how can you serve yourself, if you like, and how can you, particularly on the energy front, which I think is super, super important for all of us.
And I think that's also about knowing yourself, right? So if you're someone like an introvert, like my husband, you need more space and more time alone. Versus someone who's an extrovert, you need to find ways to meet up with other people online or do other things like that. So it's about knowing what will serve you in particular rather than.
Well, in my case, this was actually cutting down dramatically on being on social media, not Twitter and all of that, cutting down on the news. There's only so much pandemic news that you can take without wanting to crawl into a giant hole. So it's really was, for me, the aspirational goal I set was being much more mindful about the time I spent on social media.
And so what about for 2021? So that's what you're going to bring into 2021?
I'm trying to bring that into as well. I went through and cleared all my bookmarks, internet bookmarks, of anything that was negative, you know, because I fell into a trap because, you know, gossip sites or, you know, like reality tea and that kind of thing. And then I realized that it's kind of basking in negativity. Initially, it's kind of fun listening to kind of gossip and like reading what people are saying. And some people are really snarky and I like snark. But I started to realize I was reading these sites and they were humorous, but there was this undercurrent of negativity and picking at people the whole time. And then I thought, no, that's not,
I think you take it on board if there's too much of it. It's just if that's the blast all day long, then naturally you're going to be low, aren't you? Yeah. You're not going to have any
I think positivity. You start picking at yourself in the same way, right? Yeah. Like, so if someone's picking at this person for being this, you kind of start going, oh, what about me? Am I that?
Yeah, and I didn't want to be the person that frequented those places.
No.
You know, it was sort of like glorying and taking people down, and I didn't like that.
Mm.
So I found myself using Instagram a lot more because I can curate my feed to gardening, authors, and cats. And that's just how I like it.
It's your happy place.
That's my happy place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
So what are your aspirational goals, girls?
Share?
For me, I think it's just moving ahead in the way I had planned early last year with my writing. And I have a plan for that. So my aspiration is to move forward with that plan. And one of the things that I felt I let myself down with last year was learning Facebook ads properly and not doing them half-assed, if I can say that. Oh, I already did. Because that's, I don't like it. I'd rather not do it. I need to do it. So I need to do it properly and take a leaf out of Wendy's book, actually, and just sit down and do it. Yeah. Yeah,
you can do it, Cher.
I do Amazon. It's like, you know, I just feel like it's an opportunity that I'm just letting slide, and lots of things happened and I had lots of buffers or excuses not to do it, so I probably don't anymore. That's my aspiration.
Awesome. Okay, so for me, my aspirational stuff, so this is kind of setting for myself, so I like the idea of being innovative, right? Like finding, and I think that's one of the things that 2020 gave us, is a lot of people had to swerve and, well, not swerve, that sounds negative, but find a new way to do something.
Yeah.
Like, so for example, RAM, Romance Author Mastermind, had to go online. And there were a lot of people saying, oh, it's going to be terrible. And I have to admit, I was one. I thought, it's not going to be the same. If you can't be in person, half the thing is networking. And then at the very last minute, I changed my mind, decided to do it, and I did it, and I loved it, and I thought it was amazing. And I, you know, and I just thought they did it so well, and they were innovative in how they did it. Like, they didn't just follow, like, I've done lots of courses before, and they didn't just follow the old lines of how a course would normally go. And maybe they did it based on something else that I haven't seen, but it was the first time I did something like that. And I just thought, that was cool. They were innovative. They worked hard. They made, and they took what they knew was good about what they had done and made it cool. And I thought that would be a neat aspirational thing to have for 2021, is to try and look at everything I do and just be a little bit innovative, like try and see if there's a better way to do things, not just sort of sit there and go, this is just the way it's done, but figure out new ways to do things. And I've always liked the idea of innovation and being innovative. I used to be a writer working for a magazine that was all about research and innovation and that kind of stuff, and I loved it. I loved talking to people who were doing new and exciting things, so that was that one. And also kind of narrowing down my focus, like, just, I think that's where I get into overwhelm. I try and do everything. I try and do all the things. And I was definitely working on that in 2020. And I think that's, again, something I want to work on in 2021, is just narrowing it down, knowing that I don't need to do all the things. I just need to do the most important things, which led us back onto to the golden, what do we call them? Golden guideline one.
Yeah.
And the other, so write more, that, you know, just narrow it all down and be innovative.
Nice. Mm. I like it. All right. Number three.
So that's, what new habit would you like to take on?
Wow.
You have any new habits that you're working on?
So many new habits. So many new habits.
New ones.
Who wants to go?
Well, I think I'd like, if it counts, as I want to be more mindful about when I go out. That's my new habit.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware. I guess it's the awareness of why I'm going out. That's my new habit.
You're not hiding from something. You're doing it because you need to go out. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, sometimes it's okay just to do it. Mm. And particularly if you just want to see people. But because we can travel freely now here, it's we can. So I wanted to take on, but I wanted to retain that kind of mindfulness about why am I doing it, or am I running away from something that I don't want to do because of overwhelm? Again, it comes down to overwhelm, doesn't it?
Yes.
So that's me.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with taking a break, though.
No.
Recharging your batteries, going, getting a coffee.
There's a difference between taking a break and...
not coming home for 3-4 hours.
going in search of the perfect cushion. Yeah.
Yes.
And you do that. Like, I do that too, where you kind of, you know that there's stuff that you have to do, and then someone rings you and says, oh, can we do this? And you're like, But you go and you do this other stuff, even though, and then you come going, oh, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Too late. I can't do
that. But sometimes it can even spoil the time that you're allowing yourself, because you're in the back of your mind. Yes.
So it doesn't work out after all.
No.
All right. That's a good habit. What about you, Cher?
So I think my habit that I need to foster is everything to do with a routine that kind of got out of kilts. My husband lost his job back in September last year, and that changed everything, just changed everything. And it wasn't his fault. It's just the way it was. And with moving house, selling a house and all that sort of thing, lots of things detracted from my normal, this is what I do Monday, this is what I do Tuesday. I like to live like that. I'd like a bit of spontaneity, but basically I like to be in control and know what's happening. So I've moved away. I don't have my Pilates. I don't have anybody to run away with to do writing. So now I have to make all those habits happen again, perhaps in slightly different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that is actually a challenge, which I kind of relish because I like putting all my ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. So, but they will be my habits for the year once I get them going.
Cool.
That's awesome. That's nice. Mm. Okay. Well, I've got two that are less sort of, my first one is I've realized, so I'm trying to learn to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized that I have this certain sense that I have to say yes to a lot of things in certain circles for certain people. And
sorry.
Nothing to do with the Spa Girls, it's okay. And mostly to do, anyway. And I just think that it's about putting myself first and my writing first and my career first. And I think that someone comes along and says, oh, I need to do this thing. And I'll be like, immediately, I want to be the easygoing one who's amenable and liked and kind and generous.
And you like to help, right?
I want to help. But at the same time, if I'm helping everyone and not helping my own career and putting that as important, then that's kind of detrimental. All I want to do is just kind of make it so that like have sacred time, if that makes sense. I was one of the things was like having sacred writing time that I don't, someone comes to me and says, oh, can you do this thing? I'm saying, no, sorry, I'm busy at that time. Can we do it another time? Now I'd be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll arrange myself around you kind of thing. And it doesn't always work for me, I think. And for example, I write better in the morning. And I tried to do it, but I think the word sacred is coming to my mind. So I think I'm just going to make it sacred time. And it's kind of like for the podcast. So every Thursday, everyone knows in my life that I can't do anything because I'm on the podcast because that's sacred time. So I just need to put that across into my own writing and just have that as sacred time in the morning.
Because the difference with that is that you have other people to be accountable for, so you have to do it. Whereas when it's just yourself, people can see that you can be flexible. Of course you can be flexible, but not to that extent, right?
So it's just learning to say that's important. Like it feels really hard. I feel a bit queasy just even thinking about saying to someone, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy right then, even though I feel like I'm not, because I could rearrange, so clearly I have a lot of work to do around that habit.
Yes,
that's one of my goals. The other one is just having confidence in myself and my writing. So that's something I was working on in 2021, and I just want to continue doing that, just being strong about that kind of stuff and not kind of second guessing myself all the time, which I do a lot of. And that was acting in confusion. Like I want 2021 is the year of not being confused. So what's the opposite of being
clarity?
Clarity.
Yeah.
Making quick, bold decisions. Clarity. Yeah. So there you go.
So those are my That's a habits. Good word. It's That's a good word.
Clarity. Like I'm going to write that down.
Nice. Nice.
All right. So question, a golden guideline. I keep forgetting what we're calling them. Number four is, how can you invest in yourself? This is a great one, especially for women. So we're often, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Just doing all the stuff for other people and not really kind of putting.
You know what my sentence is?
What's your sentence?
Shut myself in office. It's exactly what you said, isn't it? It's exactly what you said.
Nice.
That's investing in myself. If I'm here and the door is shut, don't come a knocking.
There you go.
And you've kind of got to just be strong about that. It's hard. It really is, because you kind of want to help. Like anytime Zoe comes into my office, I couldn't. It's just not in me to say no, go away. Like she comes in, and so I just have to know. I guess I know that about myself. So after school, she just is going to come in, and I'm just going to take a break then, and that's fine.
Yes. And I think the older she gets, the easier you will find that, because she will understand the boundaries. Mm, I mean, she's getting older now. It is going to get easy. Well, it probably already has, hasn't it, really?
Yeah. I had a couple of moments where she was like, oh, you're always working, Mum. And I was like, oh, no, Mum.
The guilt. Yeah.
Okay, so investing, yeah. So is that your... What else are you going to do to invest in yourself?
Well, like I said, with my health-wise, and also creating the home that I love, and that's just going to take a little bit of time. But that's right; there's a bit of fun to be had in that as well, as long as I don't let doing that derail me from the writing.
That's awesome. Yeah. What about you, Sha?
So mine is actually having scheduled reading time, because I think that gives me a lot. It feeds me in a lot of different ways. It feeds me in stress relief. It feeds my need to learn. It feeds me, it also stops me thinking that my whole life is devoted to serving other people. Sometimes you can feel a little resentful because you're working for other people and you're serving your family, you're serving your children, you're serving, you know, parents, care, you know, people that you give, all of that stuff. You can give. And I realized that I had hardly read last year. And
I was the same. I was the same, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I think part of it was my concentration wasn't there, you know.
I went back and read all my old favourites, so I didn't have to concentrate because I knew the stories, and it was just comfort. It was like comfort food. It was comfort read.
No, I totally get that, and that's okay. But this time, but now I want to amp it up a little bit, and I want to actually have dedicated reading time.
Yes.
What are you going to read, fiction or non-fiction?
A combination of both. Yeah. I love both. I tend to find non-fiction during the day and fiction at night. I think works for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I like that goal. That's the one. Okay, so for me, I had invest in yourself. So I kind of have like the writing things that I'm doing. Like I'm going to do Brooke Castillo stuff, which I've been investing in. Poor little puppy. And
we're almost there, Lara.
Okay, Lara, soon done. Which I keep doing, but one of the big things that I want to do this year is exercise and weight loss, and that feels investing in myself because I'm someone I can, like, I know it's important and I want to do it, and I'm fine when I get out in there and do it, but there's almost that switching between, like, I'll be writing and I want to get something done and I'll just keep going just a bit longer, and then suddenly it's too late, like either Peter's gone to training already and I can't go for a walk, or I've missed the start time for whatever class I was going to go to, or things like that. So I just need to I used to love going to yoga, and I just haven't down here. Like I just, and there was this little vague feeling of like, oh, maybe I can't afford it or something. And I, and I'm just thinking I can't afford not to. And as well,
writers, I think it's super important.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually I can find, there's a woman that's, it's called Yoga with Adrian. And she does free yoga sessions on YouTube. So I could be doing that if I really.
You could be doing that, yeah.
But I'm not, you know. No. Like I don't.
I hear you. I hear you, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. So so the other thing that I wanted, that I had goals set, like I've decided some bigger goals around my career and everything. And one of the big goals was to become a black belt in karate. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently a blue belt, which is at least, so it's five levels in, but I've got another few levels to get to black belt. And all my stories were like, oh no, I'm too old and I'm too this and I'm too that and I'm too overweight and I'm not fit enough and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, all these things are within my power to change. So, and so I start thinking along the lines, what would a black belt do? Would a black belt go running right now? Would a black belt go out and do? And that kind of helps me. It's a bit mental. But anyway, so that's me trying to invest in myself in those ways. It's like, making sure that I go to karate every week and maybe do a second training session instead of just one, and train at home more often, maybe do the yoga as the balancing out of that. And I have been doing weight loss for the last month. I did it through Christmas.
Well done.
I was eating very little through Christmas, although Christmas Day I gave myself the day off, and New Year's Day. To be fair, I made myself sick on New Year's Day because I ate so much.
Truly.
I don't know if that's investing myself. I just think, and the other thing I want to do that's kind of investing in myself is kind of in my career, is just making sure that I'm doing, setting budgets and doing a regular promotions on stuff. Like, I'm a bit sort of half-assed. We're going to be doing the half-assed word. About promotion and stuff, and so I'm going to set up a plan and do something every month for the whole of 2021, and that's just good business, you know.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. Very good. All okay, right, good. So the final golden guideline or golden question is, what do you want to feel more of in 2021? Feeling. This is where Wendy would leave the.
She'd be like splattering about the place. Yeah.
So what?
So I've got a couple of words.
Yeah, so they're asking what behaviours or habits in the past have elicited the emotion that you're looking for. So what they're trying to do is, you know, if you want to feel less overwhelmed or more at peace, you know, how or do you want to feel more connected? So it's what do you want to feel more of?
Well, I have got peace and also control. And I think that sometimes those two words can be at loggerheads with each other. You know, because if you don't have the control, you lose the peace. So something in there, something in the middle of that to make me feel calm about my life, you know, like most of the time, all of the time. Why not?
But do you think you could ever be at peace about being out of control? Do you think that's...
Well, I think what I need, what I'm working towards, is that the control doesn't have to be total. You know, and that's therein lies the rub, because you know, I do get a little bit fractious if things don't go according to plan, but not so much, I don't so much get angry, but I get like out of sorts, like discombobulated, and I don't understand why I need to feel like that at my age. I feel like I should be very zen. So yeah, I'm working towards that.
So that's what you want to feel more of in 2021 is more
feel zen.
Zen.
More zen.
Yeah, 2021 zen. That's an awesome word. Peace, control. Because I think control is sometimes an illusion. Do you know what I mean?
Like yes.
And we kind of get a bit. So I'm the same. Don't get me wrong here. I like things how I like them, and you know, we've got friends staying at the moment, and I keep going into the dishwasher and repacking how she's stacked my dishwasher. Like, what the hell is that about? Well, like crazy well, town.
Yes, but it's kind of practical because if they don't get washed properly,
yeah, still crazy town.
There you go. So that's my issue.
I've been doing it right, and they kind of make mocking me for it, but it's just like, do I need to be doing that? Probably not. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, they just do things differently. It doesn't mean, but it's just, I don't know, I just think
so you'd like to feel more what, accepted?
Oh yeah, no that's more, nothing to do with what I want to feel this year. That was just me commenting on the on the whole concept of feeling in control. I just don't think the controls are interesting one. What would I like to feel more of in 2021? I would like to, I have this thing. So I'm being confused. No, so I don't want to be confused is my big thing. And there's a lot of kind of drama, chaos, you know, confusion, flutter, blah, blah, blah going on in my head all the
clarity
time.
Clarity again, like Cheryl
said. Yeah, yeah. So it's confidence in my decisions, it's clarity, it's moving forward with purpose, it's those sorts of things, like knowing that, and it's a lot of different, like for example, I have always tried to do the find the right thing. Felt like there was a right answer and a wrong answer, and I have to do the right thing because there's the right answer. And what I've realized in 2021 is that there is no right answer. There's just trying things and doing it again and making changes. And by trying to find the right answer, I have dithered and I have not done things and I've gotten nowhere in the past. So it's just about making a decision, trying something out. Mm. If it doesn't work, that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. That just means that you've got more data to base the next decision on. Like it's just a
continuously second guessing doesn't push you forward. No.
Yeah.
So, hold you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just about having the confidence in myself and the confidence in that I will find the way, that it is coming and that it's just a matter of moving forward. So I don't know, is that kind of
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So the irony I found as a recovering control addict is that the less you control, the more peaceful life is. And I think I'm pretty sure this is what's held me back from writing for so long is because I want to, like a little bit like what you're saying, Trudy, there's the one right way and you're not sure which way, so you don't go either way. That's very, very Libran, just saying for both of us. But for me, it is the you know, big part of peaceful life is recognizing I can't control other people. And I don't mean control in a I want to control their life way, but I can't control how they feel, how they react to things and all of that kind of
that's
thing.
That's another one.
And when they don't listen to my bloody advice, just saying.
Just saying, mother.
Just saying, mum.
It's also a good thing because you don't feel like I feel responsible for making these other people if they're upset. I have had in the past this belief that I had to somehow fix it and make them feel better. And knowing that I can't fix the emotions that other people are feeling is actually a big thing.
But equally, those other people are saying to you, fix this, you know, and then, you know, it's not just you bringing it on yourself. Often people will absolutely dump that on yourself as well. So I think, so for me, it is, it's kind of letting go. So it's the opposite of control, but it also, I really want to kind of just, the feeling I want is being a bit more, and it sounds a bit woo woo, but a bit more kind of grounded about things. Just kind of go inwards a little bit more about making decisions and about before I react. And I'm not particularly reactive person, so
no,
I'm not,
I wouldn't have said so.
But I've never let myself down. My intuition has always been spot on. And when I've got into the crapola, it's usually when I've gone against that or I've shut down those inner voices.
So interesting. So
I want to give myself more time to listen to the inner voices.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that too. I think intuition is something that I want to try more of this year too.
Yeah.
Following my intuition rather than what I think is what I'm supposed to do or what is the right thing to do or whatever.
So anyhow.
Except I don't trust my intuition.
Oh, you've got to.
Oh my God, I know.
It's the right thing. So moving on. So once you've asked, you may be, dear listener, saying, okay, this is all well and good. I've answered these questions as you guys have been talking about them. So now what? So if you've already got your goals listed for 2021, which a lot of people have, what the recommendation from our friends at Berkeley have said is go through and look at them and kind of think about your answers to those questions, the questions that we've talked about today, and the feelings, particularly the feelings that you want to elicit for yourself, and what doesn't align with those feelings, and get rid of those, like delete them. Because of so many times we set goals and we put in goals down because we think we should, or because that's what other people do, or, you know, whatever. So it's really about, again, listening to the intuition and going inwards and what feelings and do you want to feel, kind of thing. And really, I guess it's the eliminating the should do's, isn't it? You know, the feelings of I should do this. I should want to write whatever.
There's a lot of judgment in the word should.
Huge judgment. Yeah, and absolutely. And particularly, I think, particularly as women, I think we are very much in about, we're still, a lot of us are still people pleasers. A lot of us are still wanting to
be liked.
And very judgmental of ourselves, you know, and just, yeah, so just, and questioning all the time, over questioning ourselves. So I think the whole going on what feels feelings is a good thing. And if you haven't written your goals yet, go through these questions, maybe journal or talk about your answers. Like we had read these before we were recording this, but we didn't discuss it beforehand, and it's always interesting when you talk amongst yourselves, because you know you hear other people, that really resonates, or you know,
or you have a different take on the question itself. Yeah, right,
absolutely. Yeah. And so basically what they're saying is, you know, a goal setting time and habit sort of thinking about should be a happy thing and a positive thing, not a tool for kind of self-flagellation, which many of us you know, use. Like, you know, I've always been one for setting annual things, and you get to the end of the year and you'd be like, damn it, I didn't do this, and it would be like, oh my god, talk about ending the year in a downer.
what's interesting about what they're saying though is that I think, and it's like making you happy and stuff, but also connecting emotion to your goals. So even if absolutely. So like you say, I want to write a book this year, and instead of it being a drag and it's a chore and I have to finish a book because I haven't done it yet, and I'm letting myself down, I'm like, everyone around me is going to laugh at me because I haven't finished the book, and suddenly can you feel how terrible that feels, like the drag on you, and are you really going to go finish that book if you feel like that about it, versus I want to finish this book because I know it's going to be amazing and it's going to be the best book I've ever written. And I know that I have a story to tell and that I'm excited to get it out there into the world. And I love the writing, and I, you know, feel how that feels in comparison. Mm. So it's like having an emotion associated with those goals, I think, is such a powerful tool.
Absolutely.
To have us, and a positive emotion, like, no, it shouldn't be, I should do this. So it's kind of like, I feel like we should work with Cheryl about the whole Facebook ads, because she's got this, I know I should do it, and I know I'm leaving money on the table, and I have to do it, but I don't like it. And she's got, so of course, I don't think you're going to do it with that kind of thoughts in your head, unless you do it out of a stubborn kind of, and it's going to
be. Well, there is that.
Right. I mean, you were like, I'm sure you will do it, but I think you won't love it, you won't be, but if you can change your thoughts around that and kind of go, actually, I know that Facebook ads are going to rock my books, people, I'm going to use those Facebook ads to find the people who are going to love my babies, and they're going to come back to me, and it's going to come back to me a thousandfold, they're going to start sending me emails about them, because they're going to be thanking me for doing Facebook ads and letting them know about my books. It's going to be this amazing energy filled experience that I'm going to love, and suddenly you feel good about it, right? Like, do you feel a little bit better? I don't know, your face is looking very unconvinced, but I feel good about it. Do you know what? So it's do you know?
Well, I was actually already over the last week, I had been culling some of my posts that I did on social media, and I kept finding all these images that I had saved from deposit photos and whatever, for precisely the setting up Facebook ads. So I already have a folder ready to go.
So you can do this.
I've made a start.
It's awesome. Anyway, but my point is, you can don't look at your goals and things you're doing as a should or a have to or a this is the, you know, look at them with emotion, the positive, excited, happy, whatever emotion that's going to move you forward, you know.
So, yeah, absolutely. So just to round out, we'll obviously link the original article that inspired this this feeling fest this morning in the show notes. But I think that's kind of, we're kind of wrapped up.
We are indeed. Ready to roll. So where can we be found?
Happy New Year, everybody. If this is the first time you're listening to us in 2021, yay, we're in 2021.
We're here. We didn't think it would happen, but there you go.
Feels really good to write the next, one on the end of the of the year now. And come along and say hi on our Facebook page at Spa Girls Podcast, and we'd love to hear about, you know, your answers to these questions.
Awesome. Thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Spa Girls Podcast. We'll see you again next week.
Keep well.
Bye.
Bye.